This letter, the Holy Letters, Volume 4, letter number 969, and this is dated on the 6th day of Nisan, Tavshin Yud Aleph, Brooklyn. And this is a group of women, they call the Young Women Society of Lubavitch, and the one that headed it was the Rebbetzin Morris Mendel Katz. I'm going to say that this is Moshe Pinchas Katz's wife, and Zevi's Katz, who's in, I'm going to say it's there, that I'm not sure, but I think her name was Mendel, I'm not sure. And the Rebbe also starts off, Bracha v'shalom, to a woman, blessing and peace. And this letter also in Yiddish, the Rebbe says, it was with pleasure that I received your letter with the donations that came along with it to sort of distributed to the various different institutions which were founded and continue to be led by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the title for the Rebbe. And I'm here giving you the receipts. I am sure that you will continue in the future to do your good work and to make even greater efforts to create more support for these holy institutions. Through this, you create the pipelines through which God will send you and all of yours blessing and success. And nowadays, between Purim and Pesach, Jewish women specifically need to reflect in the importance from these holidays, these good days, and what they teach. Both Purim and Pesach are festivals that celebrate saving and redemption. The difference is that Purim's, the Savior, wore when Jews were still in exile, and they remained even afterwards in exile for a certain time. But the redemption of Pesach was from slavery, from servitude to redemption, to freedom. From being enslaved to complete freedom. But in both cases, and I want to emphasize, this is the redemption came through the participation of the Jewish women. Purim was Esther, and on Pesach, our sages of blessed memory tell us that in the merit of the religious Jewish women, the redemption has come, because they strengthened the spirit and they kept their mood of their husbands. And they raised a young, devoted Jewish generation, notwithstanding and all the difficulties and all the obstacles from exile. Jewish women need to see with all their strength to hold on to this golden chain that their mothers and their grandmothers have made, to create them through all the generations, so that with their participation to hasten the complete redemption through Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mehru Yimeinu, with a blessing for a kosher and happy holiday. Okay.